This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. They come to take your life. Globalists, they're getting rid of chivalry. Take all their big tech's going to save them with their surveillance grid. It's going to protect them. But if society breaks down, every person I've talked to that protects globalists tell me that they are going to take good care of the globalists. They're going to put them to bed at night and make sure they're warm with 6 feet of covers. They have lots of little friends down there with them. I'm not threatening anybody. I'm not going to hurt anybody. They're on here. They come to take your life.
On to the dead of night.
You see the four horsemen ride. So choose your fate and die. Oh, yeah.
The dying since the day you were born.
You know it's all been planned. Need no confession now. A sinner once, a sinner twice.
All right.
Let's go to Tyler Nixon. Tyler, I hope we can fix things peacefully, but I look at the globalists and the things they're doing. They don't seem to get it. And I just think history's getting ready to repeat. I hope Trump can fix things peacefully, but at some point he's got to move against the deep state.
You remind me of that old trope. I'd rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6. And yeah, you're exactly right. President Trump has for too long been tweeting and complaining and calling this all this mess a witch hunt, a hoax, which is all true, of course. But he needs to realize he has the power to blunt the effects of this this campaign of.
That's right. He's only inviting more of it now, and it's becoming a dereliction of duty.
It is. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but when you have an FBI agent who is not even a question, the assistant director, McCabe, lied to the FBI, lied to his fellow agents, and he just walks free and is a commentator on MSNBC or wherever the hell they have him these days. This is like a perversion of our justice system, perversion of basically the rule of law itself. I mean, we don't have a rule of law anymore if this goes on. And President Trump, I understand he needs to get reelected, and he doesn't want to rock the boat. But you know what? They're not going to come after him any harder, or they're not going to, you know, basically try to do more to him if he acts. I mean,
they're not suing for peace. They don't want detente. They take his restraint as weakness.
Yeah, and you know, Roger Stone is someone who will become a political prisoner if he is actually incarcerated, in my opinion, without question. And I would be remiss if I did not point out that although he has not decided fully on his appeal rights yet, until we see what happens at the sentencing, certainly StoneDefenseFund.com is where people can donate. I think the problem is that people have forgotten, you know, that the battle goes on legally.
That's right. They think he's sitting on mountains of cash. He's not. He didn't like the lobbying. He got out of it when he had a big conscience pang after the Brooks Brothers suit riot. And this is all on the record. I just believe Roger. I know the story.
He's
out of money. He and his wife live in an apartment. And I know how much these appeals are. That with good, decent lawyers, it's millions of dollars per lawsuit, per fight when they're real. We've got major litigator operations running against us. They think they're railroading us, but we've got a lot of tactics. Obviously, you see, we're still here 2 years into it. We're not going down. That's why they're trying to put us in prison right now and pulling a lot of dirty tricks behind the scenes. But I love it because it means I'm over the target. Tyler Nixon, Please join us again in the next few days. It's been too long. I want to talk about how Roger's doing, how his spirits are. But let's do that for a few minutes on the other side of the 60-second break.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As a long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You can feel the energy intensify. There's now no doubt this is a deadly outbreak. Already spiraling into pandemic. They're suppressing that right now. And I have an update before Matt Bracken takes over. We're also going to get an update from Caitlin Bennett, who's been on fire, on top of the fire. She's always on fire. Talking about what she witnessed in Virginia, what she witnessed in D.C., and what she thinks about Owen being arrested for the second time today for wearing tape over his mouth. So they gagged Roger Stone, and now they've gagged Owen for being gagged. That's right. The judge said, just you can't go in there and disrupt anything. Well, wearing a piece of tape is now disruption. The Democrats can yell and scream and throw themselves around inside committee rooms. Jane Fonda can get arrested every week as a stunt. They drop the charges every time. That's all confirmed. It's just total lawlessness by the left. And we do one-tenth what they do. The book is thrown from on high like the Ten Commandments, smashing onto his head. I got to tell you, though, Owen, and I'm not putting Owen down. I know why he did it. But Owen is not doing what I tell him to do. I told him, do not get arrested, even if the orders they're giving you are unlawful. I don't want stunts. And, buddy, they're going to throw the book at you. And he's learning that from court yesterday. We had a great lawyer there with him. He said he's never seen anything like it. And now they're doing it again. And, sure, he's in the right. And, look, if he wants to be Rosa Parks and sit at the back, at the front of the bus and get arrested, that's he can do that. He's doing this as a citizen. And, by the way, it's not because I have liability that I'm saying that. I'm proud of Owen at a certain level. I want to keep him in the field. They want to throw his ass in prison, man. They called for a year in jail yesterday. Now it's going to be, I mean, and you're like, well, they won't do that. Yes, they will. Because Roger Stone, I was there, never talked to Assange, never lied about it, told Congress never talked to Assange. Talking to someone that talked to WikiLeaks is not talking to him. If you call up and talk to the secretary at InfoWars, you didn't talk to Alex. If Congress said, did you talk to Alex? You went, no, I didn't. I talked to the secretary. That's not talking to Alex Jones. And that's not talking to Julian Assange. He didn't lie. And again, you're like, yeah, well, why is he facing? Because it's an Obama judge. It's the same woman that tried to cover up all the illegal spying and a bunch of other crap. This woman is an abomination. These are what they call tyrants in black robes. It's why we had 1776. Read the Declaration of Independence. The biggest thing it talks about is corrupt judges and corrupt faraway courts. People are sick of it. So they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Nobody believes a damn thing they say now. If they could get patriots to do something violent, which I hope doesn't happen, no one's going to think we did it. Got that? The New World Order's done. Surrender now. But they can't help it. We're going to Caitlin Bennett here, but I want to Tyler Nixon, Roger Stone's confidant and personal lawyer, not his lawyer in the criminal cases. How is Roger doing right now? I mean, I see the news where the judge ordered and a court ruled all of the court files are public. No one's ever, his personal phone numbers, his friends, emails to his dying mother, who died. I mean, I know it's in there. There's a ton of them. He was talking about it before it all, came down. The harassment of the courts ordering all that turned over, everything he's got, his life, as part of the sentencing. What the hell is that?
Yeah, Roger Stone's treatment is a chilling preview into what you can expect from a lawless police state run by the likes of the Adam Schiffs of the world and so forth. Roger's holding up. He's doing great, as great as can be expected, but the man's a fighter. He's a solid warrior for the right. And, this is why they've gone after him with everything they have in their book of tricks. I mean, you have to look. They're going to release the evidence in the case, or this is potentially going to happen. Yet the House Intelligence Committee has yet to release the transcript for which he of the testimony over which he was charged. The Democrats ran in 2018 saying the Republicans are withholding these Intelligence Committee transcripts, blah blah blah, and we will release them. Elect us, and we'll release them. Come January, they said just in a few days now we're going to release all these transcripts of testimony.
Let me give you an example. A couple months ago, a judge ordered us to give them a list of all our employees going back 7 years. All of a sudden, former employees go, yeah, I'm getting calls from the New York Times the next day. So they get our employee records, and they're just handed right over to the media. Imagine all his personal emails, everything, the FBI, everything is going to be given to the media. They've said that. I mean, the harassment level.
I mean, this is, they're talking... These transcripts are being held under the intelligence community's supposed declassification process. What the hell about Roger Stone's testimony needs to be declassified? This was the tactic to basically do what they did to Stone and what they want to do to everyone else. They want to basically be able to mischaracterize, distort and cherry pick what they want out of different testimonies given to patch together a completely false picture of what went down in order to basically just railroad these people. I mean, how can you justify? The Intelligence Committee has rules which require that if anybody discusses or discloses any part of someone's testimony, that testimony has to be released.
Well, I mean, Comey perjured himself and said he didn't leak, and now he admits he did. Tyler Nixon, come back very, very soon to talk about this more, but just 30 seconds in closing. Trump's got a pardon Stone. When are you guys expecting after the sentencing for that happen? He better not spend one night in that frickin' jail.
I agree with you. It would be a terrible disgrace. I hope this judge has some sliver of sanity and to see that this man has been put through enough. And I can't believe that President Trump would stand to see someone who has committed no crime and has no victim, mainly. I mean, whatever you say of him, there's no victims in this crime.
Well, plus the whole Russiagate thing's falling apart.
It would be a disgrace to this republic. And pardon him, please, Mr. President. Pardon Roger Stone now.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Thank you, Tyler Nixon. Tyler Nixon on Twitter, at Tyler Nixon. Thank you, sir. Very eloquent individual. Please get him back on, crew. Okay, let's go to Caitlin Bennett. I really appreciate Caitlin joining us. Caitlin, where to start with Owen's second arrest? I know he's a big fan of you. You're a big fan of your colleague. We worked together again in D.C. Had to work together in Virginia. Where do you want to start first?
I would like to start with the video he did the other day where he just completely overtook and overpowered the protesters that were standing there in the Capitol, and he was asking them, what is Trump being impeached for? They couldn't give an answer. They don't even know what they're there protesting for. But when you don't know what you're there protesting for, they let you stay there. No one got removed. Like, do you see any cops? There's no cops there. He overpowered them, took over the protest, and it was fine. Look how many there are. But when Owen goes there by himself, silent, with duct tape over his mouth, it's a whole big deal. I think he explains it best in his video where he shows the double standard and the hypocrisy and showing what's going on in Capitol Hill. They're controlling the police to be anti-Trump.
And then he comes back 2 days later, and this is once the police came over. He had tape over his mouth and was saying nothing, and they said, we're going to arrest you.
I know that you tell him not to get arrested, and I almost would not get arrested either, but Owen's his own person. He's definitely got a mind of his own, and I think that's great. I know I personally would not prefer to be arrested because you never know what those cops would charge you with or try to do. I wouldn't trust them.
But the cops are being ordered to do it. It's the judges and the prosecutors, man. They are slime in that city. I mean, you're talking bad. I mean, you're putting yourself in the hands of criminals, in my view.
Yep, I would just avoid it. But Owen's tougher. I think he's got a stronger will than I do to go out there and do that stuff and face the arrest and the judges and the...
Sure, I mean, I support what he's done. I just am not going to order him to go do it. And I've asked him not to do it because I think he's more effective outside of jail.
Yeah, he probably is more effective outside of jail, but I have to thank him for going out there and standing up for Trump and doing what all of us wish that we could go do and just deal with the stuff that he deals with. So many people look at him.
You know, I just thought of something, and I don't mean to interrupt you, Caitlin. I apologize, but you're so smart about saying that. We already have coming out. In fact, the truck arrived today. I'm not mad, but nobody brought them over here from the warehouse. These just came in. These are a little bit bigger than our actual size. They're about half this size. And it says, Save the First Amendment, Infowars.com, things like that here. I'm going to come back where everybody can go to Trump rallies and demand Trump do something. They're at cost $19.95 to get a big packet of all 20 stickers. And then we have another packet. We get 100 at cost, or 500. So again, $19.95, you get 100 of them. And we're launching a website where you get 20 free shipped to your door. No cost at all, but help us fund this. Get your 100 packs at cost.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
About 40 minutes. Pat Bracken's about to take over. Roger Stone can't come on. He's gagged. The other co-host is facing prison, and the other host is in jail right now for wearing a piece of tape over his mouth at the Capitol. Other people are allowed to protest. He's just not allowed to. And yes, I came up with this idea a few weeks ago. Listeners did. A caller did, to have a sticker. It's a little bit smaller than this. It goes over the mouth. It looks like duct tape. It says, Save the First Amendment, Infowars.com. Save the Second Amendment, Infowars.com. Operation Win 2020, Infowars.com. Banned, and then Infowars.com. Break up Big Tech, Infowars.com. Impeach the Democrats, Infowars.com. Indict the traitors, Infowars.com. Forbidden information, Infowars.com. Maybe do a document cam shot. And you can buy 100 of these at cost of $19.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. They're here. The truck's here. I just was not. And you know what? I'm not going to fight with Q anymore. There's an IMQ, InfoWars.com. Just whatever. Because whoever started it might be a scam or whatever, but if it's citizens involved researching, it's a good thing. Well, we should just co-opt it for freedom. A great American flag with InfoWars.com. Defend the Second Amendment, InfoWars.com. Save InfoWars, banned, uncover the truth. These are the stickers, okay? There's 20 of them. And they are at cost, up to 1,000 packs for $199. There's no reviews of that yet. So you can get these and hand them out at events. You go to a Trump rally, everybody puts them on, and being silent's even more powerful. Trump will definitely hear about it. Or go to the Capitol and do it. See if you get arrested. You'll see Democrats all doing whatever they want, protesting, but you do it, boom, they're on you. And imagine, this is like black folks trying to ride at the front of the bus and getting arrested. It's going to end up backfiring on them. Caitlin Bennett, I got you on here about what you saw in D.C., the great reports you filed, what you witnessed in Virginia, not this with Owen, but this is a pretty big deal. Finishing up with that and then just getting into the state of the country.
Yeah, so I have been going so many places within the last week, Alex, and one thing I want to kind of go off topic here, and I want to thank the listeners for going to InfoWarsStore.com and sharing the links from NewsWars, because I was actually, with your help and with the opportunity you were able to give me to go out and do these videos and support my work and be a sponsor, I was actually invited to the West Wing of the White House, which is something that you have to be invited by the Trump administration or his staff to go do. And that wouldn't have happened if it weren't for you. So I want to thank you personally. And then I want to thank the listeners, because without you, we wouldn't have the listeners. And without the listeners, we wouldn't have InfoWars on here. And I wouldn't have the platform that I have. So thank you to the listeners. And thank you, Alex, for the opportunity you have given me to be able to go do that. So
well, sure, it's not a status thing, obviously, to get to work with the White House and just and then recognizing the great journalism you're doing. That's a great thing. So it just shows you how you're being noticed and the great work you're doing and what listeners sponsoring you by supporting us, what that allows you. And, of course, I've doubled this year the expenses and the funding for you, because the more we fund you, and you're not even making much money personally, you just spend almost all of it on action. And so I've doubled your funding this year, and you've really doubled the amount of work. So I want to thank the listeners. But I told listeners, we're doubling operations. I'm spending every reserve. We're all in. We're just trusting in God. So and you've really been doing an amazing job with your team.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So, yeah, another thank you to the listeners. I wouldn't have been able to have that opportunity without them. So the supplements are important. Sharing the links are important. And going to band.video is important as well. But when we look at the things that I were able to do this last week, another thing I went to was the Virginia rally. I went out a little bit later And everyone was asking for you. Everyone was asking where you were, and Owen as well. But I went out a little bit later when people were leaving so that it was a little bit more calm and I had easier access to interview people. The message was the same from the people who were from Virginia, and there were tons of people who weren't even from Virginia that came to support Virginians. I think that is the most amazing thing I saw there that day, was so many people from out of state. And this sends such a clear message to the Second Amendment supporters and even the governor of Virginia and basically everyone.
Well, we know it's the globalist, New World Order, Soros, Bloomberg attack. Of course we're there. Virginians were thanking me. I'm like, thanking you? They're coming for my guns too, brother. We're Americans.
Yeah, so this is just a clear message to any politician out there that wants to push for gun control. The entire country is going to stand up against you. And I really think the Virginians need to be on their toes because they're pushing red flag laws already. They're passing them. They have the FBI watching militias that showed up. So really be on your toes. You go to these rallies and you show up and you have fun. And the numbers, Democrats don't care. They don't care. They will try to step on you every step of the way. They will try to tread on you every step of the way. So just a message to Virginians, just because you had so many people at this rally doesn't mean you need to, you know, have a blind eye or think that's it. Make sure you're doing all that you can. And if they do come for your guns, I really hope people stand by their words that they will not comply. And just know the whole country is going to be there to back you guys up. Most amazing thing I saw.
Well, Americans are facing coordinated multinational attack. We have to combine forces together. And an attack on a Californian, an attack on a Virginian, an attack on a Texan, an attack on a Michigan gander, it doesn't matter. We're all Americans. An attack on a black American's rights or a white American's rights or anybody, it's an attack on us all.
Yeah, it's really disappointing. I think it was really funny, the tweets going around with pictures of black gun owners, because the entire media, CNN, local media, was trying to paint this as a white supremacist rally. And it kind of was like the time to shine for these black gun owners, because they were like, what about me? You guys are so important. You guys want to focus on black lives. Black lives matter. But they completely ignored, the mainstream media completely ignored all of these black gun owners.
By the way, I was blown away by, I'd say the crowd was about 10% black, which is almost the population. That was scaring the hell out of the left. In fact, let me just show people something. Here's a hat I wear. Probably going to come out with one of these. It's custom. But it's just a black corduroy hat I've had a long time that I like. And it says, don't, you know, tread on me. Well, it's join or die. It's the original oldest flag from the Revolution, before the Revolution even started, saying the 13 colonies all the way from, you know, New Hampshire and New York and all that, right down to Virginia and North Carolina and West Virginia. And it says join or die. It has a double meaning, join or they'll destroy us, and join us or we're going to kill you. But that says it all, and that's about unity. There's not, you know, that's, that snake isn't white, it's not black, it's American, and it joins or it dies. It's that simple.
Yeah, it's a great message that Virginians stuck together and people from out of state came to stay together with them. So I think that's great. Just Virginia, keep on your toes because they're still passing gun control. Governor Northam does not care. And if they want to really stop their state from turning blue, I think they need to look at what's turning it blue, too. So make sure you get out in those polls and vote.
Well, it's the election fraud, and I don't want to take away hope, but we need indictments. They're organizing illegal aliens to vote and giving them driver's license in Democrat states. This is a takeover. It's a criminal operation. We treat them like criminals or they win. Caitlin, Matt Bracken is obviously an expert on all this, best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, really smart guy. Let's say hi to him on the other side of you, hold a few more minutes, and then let him take over here and host a few segments, because this is really key. And I want to also get your take on the Women's March and more that didn't even have 30,000 people, and it had like 5 million right after Trump got elected. I was there. I saw it. Biggest march I've ever seen. It was insane. Capitol Police and D.C. Police told me the only thing ever bigger was Obama's inauguration. That's the all-time record. And then Trump's like number three. Okay, he did have a huge inauguration, but Antifa kept folks from getting in. But the second biggest thing ever is now tiny.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Matt Bracken is about to take over, but I know he's a fan of Caitlin Bennett, the gun girl, as she's known, the Penn State gun girl that's been doing a great job reporting for InfoWars the last few years. Want to get his take on what happened in Virginia and how big a deal that is and get her closing comments. But please don't forget, I sell you things I know you need that'll make your life better so you fund the operation and want to order it again. I treat you like I want to be treated. You know, that old-fashioned idea. And with the winter and all these deadly flus and viruses going around, Vitamin D3 and vitamin K are what allow you to beat that. And most of the time when you get sick, it's a deficiency in these. 40% off, even though it's close to selling out. I'm keeping it at that price because I want people to get it, especially for your children. Winter Sun, InfoWarsStore.com. And then what iodine does for everybody, X2 and X3. X2 just got back in stock. The good halogen, the good base of everything in your body. You die without iodine. And over 2 million people have mental deficiencies, according to the World Health Organization, from lack of iodine. Folks, it's why people are so stupid. One of the biggest reasons. Because they take the good fluoride, or they take the good halogen out, that is the iodine. They put the bad halogen fluoride in. So get yours today, 40% off as well. Get them together, 50% off with free shipping for those items at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how we fund this operation. Well, Matt Bracken, I know you've got a lot to cover in a limited time in the next two segments, but your take on Virginia, and then, of course, we have Caitlin Bennett here with her take on what happened at the Women's March being so tiny, less than 30,000 the D.C. police officially told us, versus the 5 million or so that Soros funded just 3.5 years ago. What do you make of this, Matt Bracken?
Well, I think it's instructive to compare what happened in Charlottesville to the way it went down in Richmond. And I think that the Virginia State Police and Richmond Police Department, they took to heart the you know, whether they were intentional or just blunders. They really had the rules of engagement, so to speak, down very firm in Richmond so that everybody knew what the boundaries and borders were. You know, like we predicted weeks ago, they put up all this chain link. So they built a perimeter around Virginia Square and made that a no gun zone, a gun free zone. But immediately around it was a open carry zone, at least for that day. I'm sure if today you walked around downtown Richmond, you know, with an AR-15 on your back, you'd probably get yanked over. But on that day, no way. So you sort of had three rings of security because you had the unarmed patriots inside the fence. Then you had the armed Virginians and Americans immediately around outside the fence. So 7,000 inside, 20,000 outside. Then on the roofs around and undercover, other cops. So if anything had gone sideways really, really badly, I mean, it would have gone out of control. So the police had to be on their best behavior.
Sure, but the big takeaway is it was probably more than 30,000 people came together peacefully and not one problem, only one arrest for somebody violating a law to wearing a full mask. They thought it was Antifa. And so this was just the opposite of what the governor said was going to happen.
Yeah, it went down peacefully, and they even, you know, pick up their own trash, you know, and show and put the lie to the entire thing.
So about a giant victory. I'm going to let you take over. I appreciate you being here, Matt Bracken of EnemiesForeignDomestic.com. Millie Weaver's done a great job. We're going to have her back on the show here very, very soon with some of the big things that she's been breaking. And, of course, Owen, as soon as he gets out of jail, closing comments from Caitlin Bennett.
So another trip we went to, along with Virginia, as everybody knows, is the Women's March in D.C. And just like Alex has been saying, that was the smallest Women's March I have ever seen. I was expecting there to be a lot more. A lot of women were also wearing the pink hats. The reason being because not all women have, you know, what they call those hats, vaginas. So this march was about, you know, men becoming women and women becoming men and just all kinds of lunacy. I'm really starting to think they're losing traction here. They started marching when Trump was elected, and then they saw that their marching has accomplished nothing except helping them lose weight and exercise a little bit, which I do encourage a lot of those women to do. They seem to need it. But, I think it's really great to see their numbers dwindle and see the lack of support for the crazy, crazy ideologies they have on display there. I have a lot of videos coming out, one where we have a bunch of women complaining that the Democratic frontrunners are all white. They're very disappointed. They're very upset about this. But it's okay because they're not racist to be upset about all the white people in the Democratic Party. That's something to look out for on band.video. And then just some other women claiming that gun rights are not women's rights, just like the usual agenda with them. So keep an eye out on those. Make sure you check out Bandot Video, and that's where you can check them out.
All right, Caitlin Bennett, we love you. Keep it up. Love the whole site. Love your Liberty Hangout. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, Matt Bracken knows sometimes I got to preempt part of him hosting. We love him hosting. He's awesome. He's going to take over what's left in this segment and the next. But I just got to ask you, Matt, I don't know if you're aware, Owen was arrested again for being in the Capitol wearing a piece of tape over his mouth. But Democrats are allowed to literally run around protesting right in front of it. And the police were ordered to arrest Owen. This is getting to be next level persecution.
Yeah, I mean, well, for sure. I think that they can't take mockery. You know, that's it's like Alinsky that freaks them out to be mocked. You see with Roger Stone, he's under a gag order. So, you know, you can be attacked and you can't defend yourself. I'm going to talk about what's going on with Tommy Robinson next segment. But, you know, Owen, I think, is a thorn in their side ever since he, you know, he stood up and had his say. I think he's a marked man. You know, he's on the list. It's like a casino where they've got the pictures of the card counters. You know, they're going to get him for tying his shoe with his left hand. You know, I mean, they're no matter what it takes, he's on the list, just like a casino. He's on the throwout list, no question.
They want to send a message to everybody, but you know what? He's also on God's list, God's Book of Life. And he's going to be at the Pro-Life March coming up Friday. We'll be covering that. And he's on the list of InfoWarriors that our listeners support. We appreciate you. You're the ones holding us up in this fight. Matt Bracken, God bless you. Take over. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, Richmond is going to be studied for a long time, and I think it'll always be compared like a binary star system to Charlottesville. In Charlottesville, they change the locations, the times. They push people around. Antifa was there. I think that in Charlottesville, nobody was armed, or if they were, very few and very undercover. Whereas in Richmond, the people that were outside of the fenced enclosure were armed to the teeth. So the police knew that they had to just absolutely mind their own business and stay out of the way, or really, really terrible things could happen. But nothing happened. And it's like Robert Heinlein said long ago, an armed society is a polite society. I mean, where have you seen so many happy people walking around carrying so much armament? So Richmond's going to stand out. Now, it's not all roses because it was also a tremendous intelligence collection opportunity for the deep state. You know, the FBI special agent in charge, the SAC at Richmond, only for the last few months, is a guy named David Archie. He's a domestic intelligence guru, and he used to be, his job before Richmond was, he was Mueller's lead FBI investigator. So he is deep state all the way. And anybody that's been watching knows that they've had these electronic warfare planes circling over Richmond. And then during the day of the lobby day protest, they had all these extra cell towers up, which some people are identifying as the Stingray towers that automatically divert your cell phone, collect the information, can scoop way more data out of your cell phone than most people would ever realize. And you know, this is all going to be social networked analyzed along with the faces, you know, digital, the face scanning. So they're going to know everybody who is in Richmond, and that's going to be, you know, a mark of pride for those who are there. But it's also kind of elevating your risk, because to the FBI, this means you were in Richmond. You're not just a keyboard commando. You know, you're a doer. You're an action guy. So that's going to elevate the risk assessment for the FBI going forward. And we'll talk about this some more on the other side of.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out
with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because now HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 1/25/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones, and now your host, Matt Bracken.
A few more thoughts on Virginia. You know, some people have observed that we're already on all the lists based on the ammunition magazines and bulk ammo we've bought. But what they're collecting out of Richmond is something more important. It's the social networks. If there is a future resistance going on, the people that went to Richmond and how they're mapped on social networks is going to give a roadmap to the deep state for who the leaders and the organizations, how the organizations are linked. And that's something new and unique from Richmond. But overall, on balance, it was a tremendous victory in the sense that, you know, Americans that are maybe not gun owners or just casual gun owners saw for their own selves that, you know, a couple tens of thousands of numbers up in the air of Americans can rally with guns and nobody gets hurt. It's amazing. For once, Antifa, if they showed up, they were practically unnoticeable. They were on the margin and in hiding because it was a serious day. It was a happy day, but it was a serious day. So it was overall a tremendous victory. And, you know, kudos to the people that showed up and even to the law enforcement that for once had very clear, fixed and unmoving rules of engagement. And that's key. In Charlottesville, by moving the goalposts, by pushing the crowds around, that is what led to the, you know, to the violence directly. But, yeah, everybody that was in Richmond, you know, hats off to you. You might face some risk down the road, but what the hell? By then, if we're in some kind of a civil war, I guess maybe it won't really even matter. But overall, it was a great day. And naturally, the liberal Democrats in Richmond, they felt very threatened. Governor Northam was actually, you know, in hiding that day. And since then, we're actually, you know, it's been on the books, but I'm sure it's going to be rising to the top. The red flag laws are going to be going through, which, you know, being a gun owner could be a sign of mental instability to the Democrats. And there's something in Richmond called House Bill 1627, which will make it a felony to threaten or harass certain officials like the governor. So they're really going after not only the Second Amendment, they're going after the First Amendment, because the language on the changed language to HB 1627, where they're changing existing law, tightening it up, just to where if somebody feels threatened or harassed, that can be enough to charge somebody, you know, with a felony. So you can see Virginia has just gone off the rails ever since Bloomberg pumped, you know, millions and millions of dollars into the state and sort of snuck the election. So the key is turnout. In the last election, I've read that only 40% of Virginians bothered to vote. I sure hope that's up a lot higher next time. And if it is, maybe the Democrats can be swept right out of office. Because as it stands now, Virginia is, even after Richmond, Virginia is still in a very dangerous place. A couple weeks ago, I wrote something called The 2020 Virginia Showdown, which really lines out what would happen if the gun confiscation started really rolling through. There would be armed resistance. It wouldn't be a happy day like Richmond on Monday. You know, if there are gun confiscation crews fanning out across Virginia, it will turn into a civil war, and it'll make Northern Ireland look like a church picnic. That's a fact. And so keep your eye on the red flag laws. Keep your eye on these anti-free speech threatening and harassing officials. You know, like you may not mock the king. You might feel harassed by that. It's very anti-American what they're doing there. Now, while I'm on the subject of First Amendment, I'd like to talk about something that I noticed just in the last few days. And my meaning isn't to just talk about Tommy Robinson. We all know who he is. But about social media censorship. Tommy Robinson has been turned into an unperson, even in a way that Alex Jones and InfoWars has not been. I mean, Tommy Robinson, if you even say a positive word about him on Facebook, you'll get banned. So what they did, and it kind of reminds me of the Roger Stone situation, you gag a man, then you can slander him with impunity and he can't fight back, not even his family. You know, they're disallowed from exercising the First Amendment. Well, in the UK, Tommy Robinson, first he was banned from Twitter, and I know about that. I was banned from Twitter, and you can't even find out why. All you get are automated responses, like they're against hateful language, something like that. They won't tell you what you said. You're just gone. So first Tommy Robinson was banned from Twitter, where he had millions of followers. Then he was banned from Facebook. Then he only had a YouTube channel. And finally, he was banned from YouTube. So this week, past week, he was in Denmark where he was receiving a free speech award. And he gave a major speech in an auditorium, and it was covered in Danish media. And it was posted on YouTube by other organizations, not Tommy Robinson. So a speech about free speech that was posted on YouTube, I posted a link to it, not praising Tommy Robbins or nothing like that. I posted a link to it on Facebook, and you know, a short while later, I was notified that I was getting a 7-day ban. Well, I've gotten 30-day bans practically every other month up until a few months ago, and I'm only mentioning this because it seems like maybe we're seeing some kind of a loosening of social media censorship, because YouTube still has Tommy Robinson's speech about free speech up. I mean, maybe it's just too ironic even for the social justice warriors to ban a speech about free speech. Now, when you know, you all know that Tommy Robinson, he went back to prison a few months ago. When he got out of prison, in the mainstream media in the UK, he was called a wife beater, a drug dealer, a white supremacist. You know, and he has no means to fight back because he's essentially gagged. He has no social media presence, not only, you know, YouTube, you know, Twitter and Facebook. He can't use Patreon. He can't sell his books on Amazon. Can't use Subscribestar. He's practically an unperson. He went from tens of millions of followers to, hey, whatever happened to Tommy Robinson? I guess he disappeared. What's the dude laying low? No, he was made an unperson. So please, I encourage you, go on any video service where you can find it and look up Tommy Robinson in Denmark. The speech is amazing because he really is a terrific journalist. Each of these newspapers and television stations that told bald-faced slanders about them, he was very bold. He would go right into their newsrooms, the camera crew, and ask them, you know, can you back that up? Of course they can't. And even in this week in Denmark, it's in Danish with translation, a Danish reporter is asking a Facebook representative, you know, what exactly was he banned for? You can't just say, you know, there were reports that he had called for the beheading of Muslims. Are you kidding? If that had happened, it would be in every media. There would be screen captures. And they had the Facebook guy eventually admits, you're right, we don't have any proof, but it's not one thing. It's a lot of things. So the powers that be can just ban you from social media. I mean, totally, so that you have no following. And it's because you're an anti-establishment, anti-elitist who opposes mass immigration. And the Facebook reps in this interview, they even admit that they're working with the authorities. So it's not just a private commercial entity like Facebook. It's Facebook working hand in glove with the UK government to essentially turn a British patriot into an unperson. You can't, not only he can't speak, but if you say anything positive about him on Facebook, you risk getting banned. Now, interestingly, after my 7-day ban, I went through the process of saying, you know, it's a mistake, please reconsider. And a few hours later, without any notice, my posting privileges returned to me. I'm mentioning this because it might indicate that Facebook is starting to realize what, you know, tyrants and censors they look like, to even ban anybody discussing Tommy Robinson in the context of the loss of free speech. I mean, how ironic is it that platforms dedicated to speech, you're not allowed to even mention somebody who has given an award for free speech? So it's just pretty amazing. Now, I think I'll be back next week, and I would like to talk about China and this virus that's going around. We'll have to see what's going. Maybe in a week we'll have a better idea of this outbreak, but it's nasty, folks.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.